Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from boss Pep Guardiola following the shock 2-1 home defeat to Leeds United on Saturday, as City were undone by a late Leeds winner, despite the fact that the visitors had 10 men for pretty much all of the second, well, all of the second half and some of the first half. City losing at home to the newly promoted side. Afterwards, Guardiola said, "We did not create enough for the forwards. It's part of the game. In the last 10 minutes, they had other chances. They are fast and they can do it. When they defend in the way that they were doing, you have to stop them running, and we didn't do that. So we are disappointed," Guardiola said. Next up for City then is the Champions League quarter-final second leg. The trip to Borussia Dortmund, as City have a 2-1 lead from the first game. So it's by no means cut and dried yet that City will make the semi-finals. And it was on Guardiola's mind after the defeat against Leeds. He said, "We are going to rest and then prepare 2 days for the game in Dortmund, and we must decide on how we are going to play," he said. Moving on to news on the transfer front, and Erling Haaland, the Dortmund striker who City will come up against this week in the Champions League second leg, remains a top target for City, according to widespread reports. His agent, Mino Raiola, hopes to make the 20-year-old the first ever £1 million a week paid player. Apparently, this could rule out a number of clubs who are interested in the Norway international, although reports say that City could afford such a deal, and the only other club in Europe that might well be able to pay that sort of money and pay his wages would be Paris Saint-Germain. That's according to the latest report. City remain interested in Haaland, although Guardiola has played down the club's chances of signing him so in the summer in recent weeks. That's all for now. We'll have more later.